The Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians announced Monday an expansion of its reservation land in the Santa Ynez Valley. The tribe says the Bureau of Indian Affairs has placed a 2.2 square mile piece of property known as Camp 4 into federal trust. Tribal Chairman Kenneth Kahn.
Well, we're excited. The tribe is elated about the decision. That's huge news. We've been working very hard to be able to put this land in the trust for purposes of tribal housing on tribal land. And, being able to support Chumash culture through customs, languages, and traditions is extremely important for the vitality of the future of the tribe.
Those against the tribal land expansion vow their fight isn't over. Since the tribe bought the property in 2010, the Santa Ynez Chumash Band's efforts to convert it to reservation land has been vehemently opposed by Santa Ynez Valley residents and others. The Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors and groups like the Preservation of Los Olivos and the Santa Ynez Valley Coalition say they want to have a voice in all land use decisions in the valley. Once the land is part of the tribe's sovereign territory, the county and local planning commissions don't have jurisdiction over it. Opponents fear the tribe will build a new casino or strip mall on the land instead of the affordable housing for its members promised by the tribe. Mike Brady of the Santa Ynez Valley Coalition said the federal trust designation is unfortunate but not unexpected. In an email sent to KCBX, Brady says the Bureau of Indian Affairs, including the Internal Appeals Board, which took the action, invariably gives tribes whatever they ask for and invariably rejects appeals from citizens and local governments. Brady says he and his group will continue to work towards a mutually agreeable solution that meets the needs of all parties. The Santa Ynez Chumash, a federally recognized sovereign tribe, says they need housing. They have a plan to build 143 new homes on the Camp 4 property, which is just under 1,400 acres in size and located about a five-minute drive from the tribe's current reservation land. Now that the property is officially a part of the tribe's reservation, it can qualify for federal programs to help pay for the construction of affordable housing. As the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development explains, under the Indian Housing Block Grant, tribes self-determine the construction and maintenance of affordable housing on Indian reservations and Native communities. According to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, tribes are sovereign governments and trust lands are a primary locus of tribal authority. In a 2013 letter to Governor Jerry Brown, the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors urged Brown to oppose the tribe's efforts, saying that if the land goes into federal trust, the county would lose crucial tax revenue and exempt the property from land use and zoning requirements. The opposing groups were successful in blocking a congressional bill that would have designated the land legislatively. But in the last hours of the Obama administration, the Assistant Secretary of the Interior signed off on a decision from 2014 to add the land parcel to the band's current reservation administratively. In the minutes of the January 10th Board of Supervisors meeting, Santa Barbara County's legal counsel reported on a closed session about a lawsuit filed by the county against the Bureau of Indian Affairs to stop the trust designation. The minutes say a majority comprised of Supervisors Wolf, Hartman, and Adam voted to, quote, file further litigation in U.S. District Court in the event of an adverse ruling. For the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians, last week's decision was anything but adverse. Tribal Chairman Kahn.
The tribe has waited a long, long time. And to be able to have an opportunity to provide housing and be able to self-govern with the housing opportunities, that's very important, very historic, and it's something that we've worked and will continue to work very hard on.
For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.